supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Let's sing the praises of NASA superstar Peggy Whitson, now back on planet Earth after becoming America's most experienced astronaut. Joining me with details is Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. An amazing accomplishment capping off an amazing career.
Well, indeed. This is a remarkable stretch of time that she spent in space. When you add up all of the time in which she's done this, over three space missions, all on International Space Station, it totals 665 days, which is 131 days past her closest competitor. But along with this, she's also tallied up a tremendous amount of time doing spacewalks. She has the greatest number of hours doing spacewalks of any woman in space. That's 60 hours, a little over 60 hours. She has also been commander of an International Space Station mission twice. The first time was 10 years ago in 2008.
665 days in space. I wonder if there is an Einstein formula that either credits or debits her a second of life going at these pretty fast speeds.
Yeah, you probably can add all that up and find out if she's Earth fast or Earth slow.
Parking aside whatever's happening on terra firma, are U.S.-Russian relations still solid regarding this joint space venture?
You would assume that maybe there are some hard feelings or some tense moments in space. And it really is the exact opposite of that. I mean, there's a camaraderie that is shared among astronauts and aviators alike, recognizing that at any one time, anyone could be in difficulty and needs the aid of someone else. So they all work together. In fact, in order for International Space Station to be successful, you really do have to forget all of that political turmoil that might exist between any of the countries that are there, because your life and the lives of everyone else aboard International Space Station are dependent on everyone else to do that job, regardless of what the political affiliations are.
No lives at stake, but imagine the collaborative venture that put Cassini aloft, and that mission is about to reach its conclusion.
Yes, the conclusion comes on the 15th of this month, this Friday, in which the Cassini spacecraft will take its final dive into the atmosphere of Saturn, at which time it will destruct as it passes into the atmosphere from the impact stress. This is a mission that has certainly involved thousands of people everywhere from the initial concept through the design, construction, and implementation and operation of the spacecraft, as well as interpreting the data over the life of the mission, now some 20 years now. And so this really is an incredible sort of capstone, if you will, to the grand tour of the solar system. The mission, of course, is not over yet because there are spacecraft that are still continuing on out further into our solar system and others that are still investigating other planets.
So that's Friday. The night before, weather permitting, will the good folks at the Franklin Institute be training their telescope on Saturn?
Saturn and all of the other objects available to us in the evening sky will be visible at our night skies at the observatory program that begins at 7 p.m. this Thursday. We encourage you to come out, and we'll do what we can to get you a view of Saturn.
Are we sort of between seasons for constellations?
It's one of my favorite times of year, actually, because we can bridge all the way across from summer constellations just after sunset over in the west to autumn constellations that are beginning to show up over in high in the northeastern sky. And then if we go all the way over to the eastern sky, if we stay up late enough, we're starting to get peaks of winter constellations as well. I think the real harbinger of the changing season is what's happening, though, in the pre-dawn sky and in the evening sky. And that is that sunrise is coming much later. And I don't know about the rest of us, but I certainly have noticed how much earlier sunsets are coming. It seems as if the Earth has moved them up an hour or so this year. Maybe that's just me not spending enough time outside in the early evening. But we can see the dynamics of the Earth-Sun system as the Earth makes its way around the Sun. Our changing position brings us this change in sunset and sunrise times.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.